Okay, so for this evening, before we begin the Dhamma talk, we'll do some guided loving-kindness meditation. And I'll just say a few words about loving-kindness meditation before we begin, and just while a few people are still coming. So when we do loving-kindness meditation, the first thing to remember is that loving-kindness meditation is a meditation on an emotion. It's based on a feeling, right? So it's not just words. So when we do loving-kindness meditation, we use words, we use a phrase, but the purpose of the phrase is to help to direct and to establish our mind on the meditation. But the meditation itself is a meditation on feeling. That's the important thing, the feeling of loving-kindness. The good news about the feeling is that all of you have it, okay? So every single person in this room has loving-kindness, okay? Unless you're a psychopath, in which case, bad luck. Even psychopaths, I think, probably have it somehow, I don't know. But you have that feeling, it's inside you. And it's what makes your life possible. We rely on this for all kinds of things all the time, and we don't even notice it. So it's not that you have to sort of make that feeling come to be, but the point is that we have to be able to tune into it. Okay, so that's the bad news, is that the loving-kindness meditation, it can take a while for us to learn to sort of tune into what that feeling is. Okay, and while we're doing that, sometimes we can be a bit frustrated, we can feel like it's not working or something. Okay, so don't despair. Just be patient and take your time, and all things will fall into place in good time. So when we begin this meditation, there are quite a few different stages to it, and because we only have a brief meditation together here this evening, we're just going to do the first two stages of this meditation. The first one is loving kindness for oneself, and the second one is loving kindness for a loved person. Okay? So, we're going to, before we begin, I want you to all think of one loved person, somebody who it's easy for you to develop loving kindness for. Okay? Someone's easy to do loving kindness for. Okay, so just think of that person and then we'll come back to them in the meditation. Okay, so let's do some meditation for the next 20 minutes or so. Sitting quietly. Taking a minute to let the mind settle back inside your body. Not dragging up the past. Not running off to the future. But just being settled and comfortable here and now. When your mind feels reasonably settled, then rest your center of awareness in your heart. And say to oneself the words, "May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy." Keeping those words going evenly and steadily. Firmly and clearly articulating each word. Don't worry about any thoughts of doubt or distraction. All of those negative thoughts that come and undermine you, all of those things, don't worry about those things. Don't give them importance. Don't try to push them away. Just don't try to exclude them. But you just acknowledge them with kindness, with compassion, with love. Ah, okay. And then just come back to the words. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And as you keep on going with those words, you notice that somewhere deep inside your heart is something that's not the same as those words, but it goes along with them. It's a feeling of metta, a feeling of loving kindness. When you notice that feeling, you gently hold that in your mind. Keeping it safe, keeping it close. Holding the feeling like a little bird in your hands. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And let that feeling spread out through your whole body. That just gentle feeling of warmth and happiness. Soaking through your whole body, soothing, calming, until every cell in your body is full of joy. taking that same loving kindness and developing it for the loved person. We just keep everything exactly as it is. Don't move your mind or change anything, and just bring in the name of that loved person. May that loved one be happy. May that loved one be happy. May they be happy. May they be happy. Not going over there to where that loved person is. Not thinking about them or imagining them. Just the name is enough. And just keep that name going with that feeling of loving kindness soaking through your whole body. And then taking that same loving kindness and filling this whole room. May all the people in this room be happy. May all the people in this room be happy. May all the people in this room be happy. And to the whole world. May the whole world be happy. May all beings in the world be happy. May all beings in the whole world be happy. Now coming near to the end of the meditation, from all the beings back to the people in this room. May all the people in this room be happy. And then back to the loved person. May that loved one be happy. And then to oneself. May I be happy. May I be happy. May I be happy. And letting the words of metta go, letting the feeling of metta fade away and allowing the mind to return to a neutral space, empty, open and clear. And with the mind neutral and rested, we take a minute to reflect back over the meditation. To see what it is that's just happened. What was the meditation like? What was the feeling of metta like? Was there any feeling at all? Did it come and go? Was it steady and stable? How does my mind feel like now compared to how it was at the start of the meditation? So it's a good idea to reflect like this just for a minute or two at the end of each meditation. And if you make a habit of doing that, then you'll gradually learn to understand your meditation, to know how it works, so that you can always guide your meditation well. And finally, we can dedicate the merit of our practice. May all beings be happy, may all beings be well, may all beings realize Nibbana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, very good. So now you can open your eyes, come out of meditation, and if you need to take a minute to stretch your legs, then please do so.